This is the Top Agents Playbook podcast, episode number 13.
Welcome to the Top Agents Playbook podcast, your source for the very best tools, tips, and ideas used by real estate's top performers. Now here's your host, Ray Wood.
For almost 25 years, Andy Cant lived his dream as a pilot in the Royal Air Force, then the New Zealand Air Force, eventually making the rank of squadron leader, which is the equivalent to major in the Army. Then one day, a routine trip to the doctor changed Andy's life forever. Blessed with the Scottish brogue from his hometown of Glasgow, Andy's voice carries the hint of adventure and possibility. The story of how he changed careers and changed his life is not just inspiring, but highly motivating. The Air Force gave Andy a passion for systems and structure, which he used to fast-track his personal success. The highly competitive Auckland real estate market is not for the faint-hearted, and many don't make it. This is a story of how one guy did it in less than 2 years and got his second career off the ground. Well, Andy Cant, welcome to Top Agents Playbook.
Thanks, Ray. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, buddy, you're heading to Melbourne today for a national conference.
It's an Australasian conference, actually. So it's a big training day on Friday. And then the LJ Hooker Summit, which has got a number of breakout sessions and bits and bobs going on for a couple of days over Sunday, Monday, and then back to New Zealand Tuesday.
Excellent, excellent.
Yeah, really looking forward to it.
Let's get stuck into this because I know you've got a plane to catch. Now, I can tell you not by your accent, I can tell you're not a native New Zealander. Can you tell me a little bit about your history and how you came to real estate?
Sure. So my history, obviously I'm a Scotsman. I spent 23 and a half years in the military all up. I did 17 years in the Royal Air Force and then 6.5 in the Royal New Zealand Air Force. And I was a pilot. I flew airplanes all around the world for Her Majesty, and that's Her Majesty's pleasure, and had an absolute rip-roar doing it. And then unfortunately, at age 38 and a half, I was diagnosed as a type 1 diabetic. Now, for those that don't know, type 1 diabetes is where the pancreas no longer produces insulin.
Right.
So I now have to inject insulin, and that doesn't go very well with flying.
Right.
So unfortunately, I then lost my flying category, managed to get it back under a reasonably strict regime for a wee while, but not really long enough to be effective. So I made the very difficult decision that I needed to go and do something else for a living. So I had a friend who was a real estate agent, and I had a chat with him about it and made the decision that I'd get into real estate. So I did my license whilst I was still in the Royal New Zealand Air Force. I went to weekend school, effectively, and got my real estate license, then left the Royal New Zealand Air Force in the tail end of 2013 and started in real estate.
Okay. Now, to backtrack just for one second, I don't even know if I can ask this, but did you get to fly some missions?
Oh, yeah. So I had I flew an aircraft, which was a big multi-crew aeroplane. We went all over the world anyway.
Right.
Doing work for Her Majesty, and also spent a lot of time over the water tracking submarines of one description or another, and also spent a lot of time doing long-range search and rescue. And then really our world changed, and we became a much more sort of information-driven battle space, and the aircraft that I flew had a lot of very good sensors for providing information to various levels of battle space commander. So we got involved in that sort of work. And interspersed in all of that, I was a flying instructor. So I taught people to fly aircraft, and then I did some standardization work where I was basically a sort of examiner, if you will.
Okay.
That went out and flew with the pilots on the fleet and made sure that they were operating the aircraft correctly and safely and competently.
And you chose to come to New Zealand, or were you?
Yeah, absolutely. No, absolutely chose to. We I got to the tail end of my Air Force career, had been offered the opportunity to stay, but was ready for a change. The Royal New Zealand Air Force were actually across in the United Kingdom recruiting. I went along for an interview, and it just quietly snowballed from there. And about 2.5 years later, I arrived in Auckland with my family and started our life out here.
Yeah, fascinating. I was keen to speak to you today, Andy, because and we've known each other for a little while now, and we've met at the last Recharge event, and I've been working with you with Best Agents as well. But I was keen to speak to you because so many people come into real estate, and the transition from a former career seems to take them many, many years. There's so much pain involved. In fact, many people don't even make it. They end up earning, in fact, less than what they were doing in their former career. So it's one of the reasons I was keen to speak to you. Before you retired, or before you were forced to retire in your situation, had you ever thought of any post-military career?
Yeah, I actually had my career. I had it all nicely mapped out, actually. Perfect. I was going to come to New Zealand, fly the P3 Orion here for about 5 or 6 years, try and get a rotary crossover to go and fly some helicopters. By that stage, my kids are 21, 19, and 17. So by that stage, the kids would have been away from home. And then my cunning plan was to go and do some sort of charity or humanitarian type flying in Africa for about 10 years, get a chance to see that continent and travel the world with Maggie, my wife, and then find some nice beach somewhere to live on and quietly drink gin and tonic until I couldn't drink any more gin and tonic. So
sounds like a plan.
that was my cunning plan. So I'll never forget the day I was in the doctor's office, and I was heading down to Antarctica, and they wanted me to have a medical. This was about 6 months after I'd arrived in New Zealand, and I'll never forget the day, because that's when the doctor turned around and said, look, I think you're a type 1 diabetic and I'm putting you into hospital right now. And just as I was leaving the office, I turned around with this kind of, you know, eyes as wide as dinner plates. And he said, and by the way, I suspect you'll never fly an airplane again. So for anybody that's listening out there that's wondering about what the hell they're going to do with their life, I would absolutely advocate, I'm an absolute believer in, if there's something you want to do, get yourself out there and achieve it, because you never, ever know what's just round the corner in your life, and it can be a career-ending event, as my condition is in terms of aviation. So you need to get out there and grab life by the short and curlies and go for it, because you just don't know what's coming.
What great advice, eh? And when you went into real estate and you started, just describe that. Just firstly, what drew you to real estate, and then describe what was the start like? What were your challenges?
Okay, so what drew me to real estate? I'm quite personable. I like dealing with people. I'd spent my military career working in small teams, and I think being quite effective in leading those teams and being part of those teams. Wasn't a big fan of office work, never have been, never will be, but I set myself very high standards and wanted to bring that sort of interpersonal skill set and the enjoyment of working with people into another dimension. And I'll make no bones about it, I wanted to come into a career where there was a good potential to earn a good income from that workplace. I didn't want to find myself doing an office job for somebody for $70,000 a year that I just wasn't enjoying and just felt like a grind and didn't give me the opportunity to have the sort of life that I wanted. So for me, it was about people and about earning potential. That's what really pulled me into real estate.
Well, talk to me about the earning side of things for a sec, because you would have come from a career that, I guess, I don't know, can I ask you what you were earning in the military?
Yeah, sure. So in the Royal New Zealand Air Force, just as I left, I was a squadron leader. So for those that don't know that rank, but maybe understand the Army rank, that was a major equivalent. And I was earning about $120,000 a year.
Okay. Well, not a bad pay packet for a job that you love, especially. So we are 2 years in now to real estate, or you're coming up to the end of your second year. Yeah. Can I ask you another personal question?
Sure.
What will be your earning, your annual income for this year?
So my target, and I'm pretty much on track for it, my target will be about personal income of around 220 to 230.
Okay. So you've almost doubled your income in 2 years.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you'd stayed in the military, you probably would have stayed on a similar bracket.
I'd still be sat at about 120K. The only difference there is I'd be bitter and cynical.
Well, let me ask you this: if the type 1 diabetes hadn't come along, would you prefer to be flying today, or knowing what you know now and earning what you earn, would you prefer to be in real estate?
Well, you know, that's a really interesting question. I do sometimes hanker to be back flying, but I'm very much enjoying what I'm doing now. I have to be honest, I work very hard, as everybody that's listening to this knows, because they're in real estate. It's a hell of a job, but I really enjoy it. I'm in a great company surrounded by really, really good people, and it makes coming to work a pleasure.
Well, from my point of view, you're the sort of guy who makes his own luck, and I think that's got a lot to do with it. Call it karma or whatever you like, but I think everybody smiles on you in from that perspective, because you've got a great attitude, and you know, you've handled this setback. You've just taken a couple of big strides and swallowed it up. So All power to you, mate. I think it's awesome. Tell me about when you came into real estate. Your first few months, and we were talking before I press record about how you need to have a little something saved up. Can you tell me that story again?
Yeah, so I came into real estate, and it's one of those things. I started, and you know, old Donald Rumsfeld, I never forget, he said, "We don't know what we don't know." And that was me in real estate. I had no idea, really. And of course, the licensing process simply prepares you for the legal elements of being a real estate agent. It doesn't actually teach you how to be a real estate agent. So I didn't know what I didn't know. And I was really groping around trying to find knowledge and information. And I actually stumbled upon an agent with another agency over here who... we got chatting. I actually called him up. I'd been to see somebody and they'd mentioned this guy's name. And Darren Sazzy, by the way, he works for another company down in South Auckland.
Right.
And I called him and I said, "Darren, your name's fallen into my lap for whatever reason. I'd love to speak to you about your career in real estate." And we got chatting and he pointed a couple of names at me, and yours was one. Aaron's was another. And Glenn. I can never remember his son. Glenn Twiddle.
Glenn Twiddle, yeah.
And Glenn's was a third. So literally, I went home, got my laptop out, and Googled you guys, and then started looking.
Okay.
And that's when I started looking. And then shortly thereafter, one of my brothers lives in Sydney, has done for about 15 years, very successful in business. And I called him up and I said, "Fraser, I'd like to write a business plan, but I don't know how to write a business plan because I've never written one before. Why don't you come across for a weekend and you can help me write a business plan?" And one of the things that we covered off on the business plan was that I needed some kind of customer relationship management tool.
Right.
I needed some way of capturing all of the contacts that I was going to be having, because of course at that stage I had pretty much none. I needed to capture all of that information and find a system that would allow me to use it and be user friendly. So again, having already sort of touched base with you guys, it was an opportunity to have a quick look at Locked On. I then grabbed the free 30-day trial, dropped it onto my laptop and cracked into it. And here I am 18 months later, still using Locked On.
Excellent. Do you think your time in the military taught you about systems and procedures?
Yeah.
And you're applying some of that now into your new career?
Yeah, I do. I think real estate is about discipline. It's about process. And it's about people. Bizarrely enough, I don't actually think, if you really rub away at it, it's not really about houses, and I know that sounds slightly contrary, but I think at heart, real estate is a relationship business, and if you can create and establish a relationship with somebody who has a house to sell either now or in the future, and you're able to meaningfully sustain and nourish that relationship, then whether they choose to sell their house tomorrow, or 6 months from tomorrow, or 5 years from tomorrow, as long as you can nurture that relationship sufficiently, then you'll probably be the first real estate agent that they call to come in and have a look at the house, perhaps, and hopefully the only real estate agent they'll call to come in and discuss the sale of the property with them.
Right.
And that's what I think this is about. So yes, my time in the military was very effective for that.
Yeah. So tell me, how do you, you mentioned Locked On, how do you use Locked On to manage these relationships that are giving you this career doubling result or income doubling result?
Sure. So I use it pretty much all day, every day. It's what I use to figure out when I need to be talking to people and when I need to be sending them some useful information. I use it at my open homes through the inspection wizard. And if you want, you know, let's talk a wee bit about that. So I use the inspection wizard at my open homes.
Can you walk us through that?
Yeah, sure. So Inspection Wizard's an iPad app through the Locked On guys. It allows you to capture your open home attendees' details, and then it synchronizes into your database through the cloud, so that by the time I'm walking home at the end of, or by the time I'm getting home at the end of a day of opens, the people that I've spoken to that day about the houses that I'm selling are already in my database. So from there, I go in and have a look at them. I make notes during the open home, because there's a great section there to allow me to do that, to capture the feedback if I get an opportunity.
You'll find out what buying range they're in, for example.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. You know, how long have you been looking? Have you made any offers on any other properties? Nice and light. I find, you know, certainly here in New Zealand, the real estate business hasn't got the best reputation. I think we're getting better. But so I think sometimes you need to tread reasonably carefully there and not push people away inadvertently. You know, the follow-up phone calls, the place to be sort of perhaps getting into some of those deeper questions, because you've already established quite a nice relationship through the open home. But because it's able to push it straight into my Locked On database, it means by the time I'm actually sat there with my laptop in front of me, they're already in there. So the next thing I do is I use the SMS option that's available, through MessageNet,
right,
and I send them all a text. And the text says, "Hi, Ray, hey, really great to meet you today at 123 Smith Street, and thanks a lot for coming through the open home. If you have any questions about the property, please feel free to give me a call. I'm happy to help." That sort of flavor of text. And then, you know, Andy, LJ Hooker, with my mobile number. And I think that's a really nice touch. SMS, we know, is read quickly and has a very high touch rate.
You get
client.
Responses from your SMS.
Yes, I do.
Blasts.
Absolutely.
Yep. Yep.
You get responses saying, "Thanks, Andy. Really cool to meet you. Can you send us those documents for the property?"
Yep. Okay.
So it's a really good touch point. And it's a nice way to then, after the weekend, walk into the phone backs and actually be able to pick up the phone. And I'm able to ask guys, you know, "Did you get the text that I sent?" "Oh, fantastic. Great. So how did you go for the rest of the weekend? Did you see many houses? How did mine compare to those?" And so you can start that conversation off.
Okay. Okay. Tell me about some of the other Locked On features you enjoy using or that you use to get results.
Okay. So I love the fact that I can send group texts and group emails. Let's kick that off for a start.
Yes.
That's phenomenal. And again, if I do a lot of auctions. In fact, 95. I've sold 11 houses this year so far. 100% success rate on my auctions, and they've all sold at auction.
Right.
We're a big auction business, and that means that I need to be getting legal documents and stuff to these potential buyers and getting them into the right place to come along and buy at auction. So the send to many function in terms of SMS and email is phenomenal. I love the HTML email stuff for just listed, just sold. That's fantastic. So if I list a property, I can go straight to my database, spend 20 minutes setting up an HTML email, and then I can send a really attractive, eye-pleasing email to my database about a property that I've listed.
Now, that's on on an LJ Hooker colored corporate template.
Correct. Yep. Correct. Okay. So it looks great. It's got the branding for LJ Hooker around it.
Okay.
It's got a wee bit of my personal branding around it as well, which is nice. So it looks great, and that gets a really good response. We know that 80% of emails aren't opened. We simply have to accept that.
Okay.
But the click through stuff that you guys are able to show is phenomenal. So I know that if somebody's burrowed deeper into the property. I know that because Locked On records that information in terms of their habit after what they do after they've received the email.
Yes.
So I know if they've read it, and I know if they've actually clicked to see more about the property.
Yeah.
So those click-throughs, because they're the 30 people or 40 people that I'm going to pick the phone up and invite to the first open.
Because they've
all clicked through.
That's a really important point, and if anybody's missed out on that, maybe we can just emphasize that. So you'll send an email out to buyers. You'll tell them about 12 Smith Street, Auckland. And then you will target by telephone those people that you've identified through Locked On, those people who've actually opened your email. Am I right?
Correct.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome.
So it's a great feature. That's a phenomenal feature. And then, you know, you can have that conversation with them. And because they're in the database, even though you might not quite remember who they are, the other cool thing, of course, is because you've got a notes set up there, you can dive in and have a look and go, oh, yeah. I remember Ray came through the house in Jones Street that I sold about 4 or 5 months ago. He's obviously still looking for a house. I'll just give him a quick call. Hi, Ray, how's it going? I see you've had a quick look at that email that I sent about the property on Smith Street. What do you think? Oh, yeah, we quite like it, Andy. It looks pretty good. Have a conversation around it. Well, why don't you come to the first open? It's this Saturday at 10. Why don't you come along? Oh, yeah, cool, Andy. Thanks very much. And then I follow that up with an SMS and say, hey, Ray, great to talk to you again. I look forward to seeing you at the weekend at this house. All the best, Andy. And it's just a nice, you know, Ray might go and buy a house from somebody else tomorrow, but at least I'm offering him a nice sort of service as a client. If it was me buying the house, I think they would be some nice touches that help make me perhaps or the agent a little bit stickier compared to some of the other agents that are out there.
Yeah, really immediate communication while it's top of mind is just so powerful. Let me go back once more, because I've just thought of something else here which I'm sure you're using as well. But so okay, you're not wasting time calling people who didn't open your email. So
correct.
You're focusing on people who do, and that's a pretty cool thing right there. And I'm thinking that some of those buyers, Andy, are also going to be sellers.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
And they'd have to be blown away with the promptness and the response that. Am I right?
Correct. And I've been called to I've really found over the last 6 months, probably actually since the new year, that's when I've really started to pick up traction. You know, so bearing in mind, you know, I sort of properly started my real estate career November-ish 2013. So I've really not been going long, and I've found over the last 4 or 5 months that I've really started to build some traction. And I'm now getting calls from people I meet at open homes. And they're saying, we really liked the way you handled this and handled us through this. Can you come and have a look at our house?
Perfect.
And tell us what you think it's worth and discuss the sale of the house.
Yeah.
So, you know, that. What else do you want? I want to be in a business position some point in the future, and who knows when that will be. But you know, we all want our referral base to grow to the point where we know we've got $200,000 coming in this year, because we just know the referral business is there and coming to us.
Yeah.
So the prospecting is about finding the new business, and that's the cool part of this job, I think.
And we we live in such an immediate world, don't we? Where if something's sent out, it's top of mind. It's top of mind for an hour or a day or whatever. Then it's quickly forgotten. So it just shows the power of acting, I guess, as soon as you possibly can.
Yeah.
And
this
lets you target that, which I really like. What about as far as general prospecting goes? Are you using Locked On? Are you blocking out time Monday to Friday to follow up with warm contacts?
Yes, absolutely. And I'll be honest, Ray, I'm at a point in my career where I've been managing quite a few listings, which has been great, and my prospecting has dropped off, and I'm the first to admit that. I'm just in the process of bringing somebody onto my team to sort of help in a support role, and my whole driver here is that I can pass some of the administrative functions to them so that I can focus on prospecting and the warm calls and actually sustaining those relationships and building those relationships.
Right.
What do I do in terms of prospecting? I'm maybe a bit perverse, but I really enjoy the cold calling element. I enjoy that. So a lot of cold calls and a lot of warm calls once I've actually touched base with people. My experience is that if I go and appraise your house on Monday and you're not quite in a position to sell, you're not quite ready to go, every day that I'm not there and from that to meet that initial meet, I'm slowly falling further and further back into your memory.
Right.
So I feel my responsibility to my business is to try and make a really, really favorable impression on that day one meeting.
Yep.
And then through Locked On, I'll set up a series of actions through DNA, which then allow me to continue to touch you for the next 3 to 6 months. And I think the secret here is to not irritate people by being overly in their face.
Yep.
The secret, I think, is to just find that balance where you're not getting in their face, but you're providing useful, sensible information to them so that you continue to, in a nice way, sit towards the front of their mind.
Okay.
At least you've got an opportunity then to go and compete for the business if they do decide that they're going to sell.
Yeah. Andy, just explain to our listeners who are not familiar with the DNA feature how it works.
Oh, okay. So DNA is a way to set up a workflow associated with a property or a client. And the workflow is simply a number of actions that are date referenced and that will remind you on the front page of Locked On in that sort of initial opening page.
On your dashboard,
that you've got a number of
that
you've got a number of tasks to complete. And then you can open those tasks and it will show you what you've got to do that day. Give Ray a call. You appraised his house 2 weeks ago, and you just want to touch base and see how he's going with the redecoration. That
right.
might be one of the tasks. Send Ray a newsletter, flick him a text to invite him to an open home, flick him a text to invite him to an auction that you're holding. Because again, for us, as a big, strong auction business, one of the best tools that I've got in trying to entice somebody to list with me is to show them a really good auction. If I can show them a really good auction at another property, then I've got a really good opportunity for them to come to me and ask me for the business to auction their property. So Locked On allows me to have those workflows in place so that I know what I need to do every day to make those warm calls and to touch those people again in a reasonably sensible manner to be their real estate agent before they need a real estate agent, really.
Yeah, okay, I gotcha. So tell me about I'm always intrigued with cold calling because personally it was something that I struggled with. I seem to have a lot more success with door knocking, and I was keen to I don't know if you've listened to Garth Murkowski's interview from a few weeks back, but Garth has always had a lot of success with door knocking as opposed to cold calling. But I'm just going to ask you this now anyway. Feel free to say no, but can you share your script with us in a cold calling environment?
Yeah.
Firstly, where are you getting the number and the name from?
So RP data predominantly is where the number and the name are coming from.
Yep.
And it's very simple and very straightforward. I know there's a lot of people dance around it, and there's a lot of call centers over here that will do the cold calling for you, and they've got your yes, no branches and all that sort of stuff. I believe in, I'm a reasonably simple soul, and I try and keep it reasonably simple. So I simply say this, good evening, Ray. My name's Andy. I'm calling from LJ Hooker Real Estate. How are you this evening?
I'm great. Thanks, Andy.
Great. Really good to talk to you. Just a quick question. I just wondered if you'd be interested in a quick market update on your property next week. The market's very hot at the moment. We're achieving some great prices. Would that be of use to you?
I guess we're not really thinking of selling, though.
That's no problem, Ray. Is there any information I might be able to provide for you just to let you get a handle on where the market locally is sitting at the moment?
Oh, well, everybody wants to know what their house is worth, for sure. How much is it?
Sure. No, it'll cost you nothing, Ray. It'll cost you absolutely nothing except 15 minutes of your time so that I can pop round, have a look at your property. I can bring some stats from the local area in terms of what's been selling and what prices have been selling, and I think that would be a really effective way for you guys to get a pretty accurate assessment of the market value of your property.
Okay, well that sounds good. I noticed from your accent, though, you're from Glasgow. I'm not going to get hurt, am I?
I will leave all my weapons in the car, Ray. You've got nothing to worry about. I can do Tuesday evening or Thursday evening next week. Would an evening appointment suit you best?
Thursday evening sounds great.
Awesome. Why don't we lock that in for about 7 p.m. on Thursday evening, Ray?
Lovely.
Great.
See you then.
Ray, just before you go, are you happy? If you just give me your email, I can send you some information by email and we can start. That'll give you some idea what's happening before I get through your property.
Lovely. It's ray@lockedon.com.
Great, Ray. Looking forward to it. I'll see you Thursday at 7 o'clock.
Sounds like a date. Thanks, Andy.
Thanks, Ray. So, and Ray, if Ray turns around and says, no, sod off, get lost, not interested, that's fine. You know, we know that real estate's a numbers game. 3 months later, I'm going to call Ray again, and he might tell me to sod off. But do you know what? He might just start to be interested about selling his house, and I want to be the one that he perhaps thinks about.
Now, how successful has that been for you? Because I guess when you first started in real estate, you had nowhere to go, so you've probably been doing it from day one. Am I right?
Yeah, it's been very successful. The general stat, what 2-4% of the population perhaps are in real estate mode at any one time. I've done a cold call where I've then met the individual, and 3 days later I've listed the property.
Nice.
And that's happened on more than one occasion. And for me, and you guys talk about it a lot, it's a relationship business. This is about getting people into my database and then providing meaningful information to them so that when they get to that tipping point and they are entering real estate mode, I'm able to take advantage of that and be that real estate agent for them.
Okay, awesome. Andy, I wrote something down before when you were talking about your HTML email that you send out with your listings. Is it possible you could send me a screenshot of that so I could put them in the show notes with this podcast?
Yeah, sure.
Because love to show everybody how it looks, because it does with the LJ Hooker colors and everything. It's just fantastic.
And new
members coming on, we're able to set that up for them, which is because the template's already there. And it's good to go. Do you use the vendor login function at all, so your vendors can log in and find out about open times and offers and things like that?
Yes, I have used it. I like to sit with my vendors once a week and do a vendor meeting.
Right.
I'll be honest, I don't use it so much now, and the reason for that is that I find that page where they've been through the open home and then on the property page in Locked On, it shows activity. I use that as a very rough and ready scratch pad as I'm doing my callbacks and as my relationship with that individual is building. I use that to capture all of that data.
Oh, okay.
So when I am doing all of my callbacks around a property, I'll go into that property and I'll use that page for all of my note taking. Now, because of that, it wouldn't be an attractive vendor report, and I'd need to massage it and make it look prettier. But for me, I find it the most effective way to capture the callback data. So what I then do is just transpose that onto a template that I already have in place. And then I do a vendor meeting every week with my vendors, and I go around and give them that report, and we talk about the property.
Okay. Andy, if you were starting out in real estate again, and it's only very recent, we're talking 18 months, would you do anything differently? What would be the things you'd focus on? Because I'm just thinking, somebody listening to this who's either in a slump or starting out, what would be your advice if you guys sat down one-on-one and had a coffee? What would you say?
There are certain key activities that you just need to do and try to do every day. You talk a lot about the hour of power, and I think that's gold. You've just got to get out there. You've got to remember it's a people business, a relationship business. You've got to do the hard yards. And if that's door knocking or cold calling, you've just got to do it. You've got to get it done. The other thing I would say is you do need a good quality CRM system, so customer relationship management system.
Yep.
You need something that's going to help you capture all of that data in a meaningful way that's interactive. And in a sense, you know, Lockton's almost proactive, because once you've got the DNA in place, it is prompting you to do work. So you need a good CRM system. You need good habits. And I think, to be honest, almost as importantly as that, you need to find a company that works for you with good support in place, good people around you who are going to help you get over that initial hump and help you move your business to a point where you can start to be successful.
Yeah, which is exactly what you found with LJ Hooker in Auckland.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, thank you so much for your time. I'm going to let you head off and catch your flight. I'm looking forward to seeing you at Recharge in October. On the beautiful Gold Coast. Don't forget to pack your togs. Hope it'll be nice and warm.
I don't think anybody wants to see that, Ray.
buddy, it's a fantastic story. You've just overcome your adversity in a heartbeat, it seems, and you've just moved on to the next challenge. And my congratulations on your awesome success in such a brief period of time.
Thanks, Ray. So yeah, a lot of hard work, and you know what? I very much consider myself to be a novice still in this business. I look at some of the guys that you two work with, you and Aaron, and the Locked On guys work with. Who are just amazing, and that's my aspiration. You know, it's really cool to see these people come up and give a bit of their time and give freely that information to help you get started, because you guys for me have been gold, because at the start, like I said, I just didn't know what I didn't know. So for you guys to help with how do I go about setting up an appraisal? What does an appraisal look like? What does a pre-appraisal kit look like, which we haven't even touched on today, but which I use your letter for, Ray, and your book, and your ideas around. So you guys have been a phenomenal support for me as I've sort of clawed my way into this business, and I look forward to working with you more and growing my business, and you guys can help me along the way, which is great.
Well, so do we, Andy. We love working with you, and we love your energy. And there'll be somebody listening to this who may not even be in real estate yet, or maybe has started, or is not doing the sort of dollars that they want to do, and you're really paying it forward. You've gone from a standing start to $250,000 almost in the space of 2 years. You've set yourself up with the right software and systems. So congratulations. Enjoy your weekend in beautiful Melbourne at the LJ Hooker Expo or event there. And I'm looking forward to talking to you shortly.
Thanks, Ray. Thanks.
Okay, buddy. Thank you.
Cheers, mate.
You've been listening to the Top Agents Playbook podcast. For show notes from this episode, recent podcasts, and lots more, go to topagentsplaybook.com.